Have you seen these people that keep doing delivered quietly on your iMessage?
No.
No.
You text, well, yeah, I see that, but what does that mean?
That's what I want to know. Because I want to know the difference when I hit send. How is that delivered quietly? What's the difference?
Are you sending these or are you receiving them?
No, they're definitely letting me know that my message is delivered to this person quietly.
Oh,
yeah, or silently.
Is it when they have do not disturb on? So it's like it doesn't alert them?
I don't know. Like my do not disturb is on right now. We're recording a pod. Clearly, yeah. I've blocked the world out. I'm focused on the Leaner Nation.
Right.
So is everyone right now that's texting me getting notified? This message is being delivered quietly. Oh, hello, Leaners. Welcome back to another episode of Leadership Leaning. We are leaning in to the subject of leadership just to get a little bit better. We cannot promise perfection.
Nope.
But as always promised, progress.
That's right.
We're just trying to get better. Thank you to everybody that is getting excited with us for the 100th episode. This is episode number 99.5.
Yeah.
It's not 100. We're not doing 100 right now. That's right. 100, we're recording live next week here in Los Angeles. We've got people coming in from all over the place.
I know.
Very exciting. States are being represented. All 50 states. Yeah, there's not even 50 spots. Thank you to everybody that is excited, express interest. We're going to have a great crew. We're having lunch together. We're going to record a pod together. We're doing Q&A together. We got swag bags. Just the sound of a swag bag gets me just all pumped up.
I don't know about that one, but they should be pumped up because what's in it is going to be crazy.
Yeah.
No, but the swag bag is like, I'm always interested because I want to take a look-ski in there and just say, what do we got here in here?
I always want to know what's in a swag bag.
Yeah.
It's intriguing.
Do we a sticker? We're taking keychain? Mm. Taking pen?
Hopefully it's a little bit better than that for this one, huh?
But you know what I mean? The swag bag, I feel like I'm at a convention when I get a swag bag.
Mm-hmm. My son just went to a 7-year-old birthday party, his friend's birthday party, and they got swag bags.
A party favor?
See, party favor, swag bag. I don't know.
Was this the same party that boys were at?
Yes.
I saw these swag bags. They were fantastic.
Yeah, they're awesome.
That's what I'm saying. You just never know. The swag bag is very hit or miss.
It is.
It's very, and so if you can provide a swag bag that over delivers, you've done your job.
It's true.
We're hoping to do our job. Under deliver. We're excited. 100 episodes. Can you believe it? It's only taken us 5 years, guys. 5 years later, we're creeping up on 100. I think Levi and Jenny got there in 3 months. It took us 5 years.
Jeez.
Joe Rogan does 100 episodes in January.
Yeah.
So crazy.
And they're all 4 hours long. I saw something that him and Posty did like a 4.5-hour one.
No way.
Is that right? Or somebody? He,
I believe it.
He sat down with somebody and did.
I believe it.
I think it's because he's such a good conversationalist.
Yeah. He just pulls out information. He can convince anyone to talk about anything.
Is he become one of the, you know, like when we were growing up, it was Oprah, it was Barbara Walters. It was like, you know, it was like all these like incredible, what's his name?
David Letterman.
No, I'm thinking of the guy, the older gentleman that passed away. He interviewed everybody. What is his name?
This is sad.
Piers Morgan took his place. Yes. No, he's still, Larry King. Is Larry King still alive?
I think he did pass.
I don't know. Larry
I'm
King.
Google it.
Yeah, Google it in real time.
Right now.
But you know, like Larry King was the guy.
Yeah.
Yep.
Like I remember when Rick Warren was on with Larry King or Joel
January
Osteen.
January 23rd, 2021.
He passed away.
About a year ago.
Yeah, that's what I thought. That's what I thought.
Fast Googler.
So this is my thing, is that Joe Rogan now, you know, the new Larry King. He's unbelievable. And I love seeing guys like Jordan Peterson on there.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, his episodes, Neil deGrasse Tyson, these names are awesome.
So, I'm sorry.
You don't know who Neil deGrasse is?
Just say it again, because like, it was just amazing to listen, just to watch your face try and say those words together. Just
do Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Did you say Degrassi Hill? Wasn't it the show that Drake was on or
That's
something?
That's what I thought.
That's what I thought, right?
Like Degrassi?
You guys can't tell me you don't know who this is.
Are you talking about Neil Diamond? Who are you talking about?
No, you guys.
I for sure don't know who it is.
Who are you talking about?
If Neil deGrasse is listening to this, I'm sorry.
I think he has the most recurring episodes on Joe Rogan, number one.
Okay.
And he's the biggest physicist. He's the Bill Nye of today.
Okay.
He's famous. He's very famous.
Okay.
In circles on
Rogan. Oh, yeah. Wait, I know who that is, Nate. Now I know exactly who it is. Okay. He does the shows.
Yeah, he does shows.
Okay, this is the worst moment in the history of Leadership Lean In, because we're talking about science now. You brought science to my table.
Science rules.
Okay.
That's a Bill Nye reference. Yeah.
This is all just quickly moving downhill, lightning fast. Nevertheless, it has taken us a long time to get to 100, but we're committed.
Yeah.
We're in a committed relationship with the Leaners. Shout out to everybody. I love the Leaners. I love y'all. You're the best. By the way, tonight, I pick up the hoodies. I don't pick up the hoodies. Jerry Meng, our great, shout out to Jerry Meng.
Shout out.
The OG legend of Los Angeles is bringing me the Leadership Lean In hoodies.
Let's go.
That's
exciting. They look so fire. Leaners, I can't wait for you to see them. So we're very excited. All things are up and to the right, guys. Up and to the right. It's a good year. 2023, has your year started well?
Yeah, absolutely.
Been a good start?
For sure.
I'm enjoying my start so far. My wife broke her foot and our nanny broke her finger.
No, she didn't.
Seven stitches later.
Oh, so That's right.
So, you know, just classic January stuff. When you start January, the way that we start January, you just kind of look, just, okay, what's going on here? But nevertheless, in spite of a few, I call them fluky things.
Fluky things, yes.
What a fluky thing. Yes. It's been a great start. So let's jump right in. Today, I want to talk to you about learning how to lead yourself well.
Mm.
This is the goal of every leader. I'm never focused on how do I lead you well or hundreds of people or the lean. I'm focused on me, because the hardest person to lead in the world is you. Always trying to close the gap between who you profess to be and who you really are, or who you want to be and who you really are. Closing that gap and trying to, you know, walk in your values.
Right.
Yeah.
Live out your mission. Yep. Be who you know you can be. Living, we use an expression a lot, your God-given potential. I'm always trying to walk in my God-given potential.
Yeah.
And I think you got to focus on learning how to lead yourself. So here's a few things with that. The first thing I put is you got to believe in you and what you're doing. Mm. You got to have a crazy belief, that faith, that confidence, that excitement. Like when you get here, you no longer struggle with jealousy.
Right.
Yeah, totally.
Which I wish all the leaners, I wish all of us could this year really stop comparing ourselves with others. Comparison is the thief of joy.
Mm.
And so I'm not being measured up against that person or that other leader or this author or this podcast. I'm happy for everybody, but I've got to do what is in my heart, what's on my life. The thing I know that, you know, I think being a leader is going like, I know I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing.
Right.
You're not a leader if you're like, I'm doing this thing, but I know I'm supposed to be doing this other thing. No, you're not walking to your potential. I've got to believe in me. And the whole thing, you know, we talk about this a lot. If I don't trust me, you won't trust me. If I don't respect me, you don't. But if I don't believe in me, it's to me, that grasshopper mentality is going, they're a giant, but in my own eyes, I'm a grasshopper.
Right.
The way I see myself determines the way other people see me. Mm. So if I have an inferiority complex, this is such a big deal. I don't think that you should treat yourself inferior or look at yourself inferior. I don't know what your tax bracket is or what your upbringing, your pedigree, or your generational blessing or curse. You're you.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Believe in you.
So
and if the more you believe in you, the more you believe in what you're doing.
That's right.
Right, yeah.
And so how do you get others to buy in? It's like, I'll never forget years ago, one of my boys, shout out to the great Chris Durso, Queens, New York. I think he's in Long Island now, but nevertheless, I remember he came to Puyallup when Nate, you were in Puyallup with me, and this is years ago, and he said, bro, I walked into Puyallup. You had these kids thinking that they're the coolest people in the world. He's like, they're in Puyallup?
Yeah.
Washington.
Yep.
They have more swag and more belief than my kids in Queens.
So jeez. Cool.
To me, it's an attitude.
Right.
It's a buy-in. It's a belief. Mm. Why not us? Why right. not here? Why can't leaners? I mean, bro, we in the little office here off, what's our street? Cottner.
Right.
Between Olympic and Pico.
Yep.
It's very specific.
Let's go.
That's where we are.
That's where we are.
It is.
It's on the website.
It's so on the website. Yeah,
it's yeah. We're not hiding. It's your fan mail.
We don't have fan mail. Fan mail. But it's like, it's just belief.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't care where you are, what you're doing. You got to believe in you
that's right.
and what you're doing. The second thing is that you got to go low. There's a tension there. It's like, I'm not trying to believe in me, so I'm cocky or arrogant, and I've got this, you know, cock-a-doodle-doo, this peacock man. I think, you know, be careful as you're leading not to try and bring all the loyalty to your tribal brand.
Mm.
I think this is, it's a tricky day that we're living in. That there's so much brand loyalty. I even, you know, like I love that we have this group leaners, but my loyalty of even as we're building this podcast in this group, it's my loyalty would be more to you than to this group.
Wow. Yeah.
You know, cause I think it's gets really tricky good. When people get too tribal.
Yeah.
You know, they become extremists.
I mean, yeah, we've seen that more in the last 3 years than we've seen in how long?
It's to me, it's like, it's how gangs, like I remember, you know, when I first started working in LA, I'll never forget this officer invited me to come spend a day with him. You know, he was overseeing the 8 gangs in our city at the time.
Oh.
So he took me to his private, like their private headquarters, and all the people on his wall, like I knew half the wall.
Wow. Jeez.
And there was 8 gangs in our city. And you look at the obsession that people get with gangs. Because there's something about the group.
Yep.
I think you have to be careful with that. There's some real negativity on that side, toxicity.
Right.
I think that you should always try and make people the champions, not the group.
Absolutely.
You know, believe in them, what they can do. Make them the heroes.
Right.
Not you and not what you're building.
Yeah. Otherwise, everything rises and falls on the brand.
Yeah, the brand.
If the stock goes down, the whole thing goes down.
That's it. It's a really tricky thing. It's like, for me, in our context, like I want people to love our church, Zoe, and we have merch and all that kind of stuff, but it's like, I want them to be loyal to a different guy. His name is Jesus.
Right, right.
And I want them to really be excited about who they are also as a person.
Love that.
Yeah.
More than what we're doing.
It's kind of an interesting tension, I'd say, especially in LA when people are really all about self
yeah.
and trying to divert a little bit about that and have the culture like we are a team. It's yeah. not about you, but to kind of measure the tension between we're a team. It's all of us together. We're in this together, but we value you. We celebrate you despite the team.
I think that, you know, like why would people, you know, they say you should skip to work, you know, just like... Just like, man, I can't wait.
Yeah.
I would do that if it wasn't about the brand, but it was about me. Everyone has in their own heart and head, they have their own interests in mind. And if they don't feel like that interest is even on the radar
yeah.
from you as mm-hmm. a leader, they're out.
Right, right, right.
And so I think you have to go back to believing in others. So I believe in me, of course.
Yeah.
I believe in what we're doing, but don't neglect. I think that humility allows you to, the greatest line on humility is not thinking of myself less. It's thinking more about others.
Yep.
Humility thinks about how's April doing? How's Nate? How's their family? How's their finances? How's their future? How's their, you know, in your case, dating. April, we're very concerned, to be honest. It is a non-existent.
Yep.
It is going backwards. It is down in the dumps.
I mean, it is, but.
It is. Needing a resurrection.
Everyone knows.
Leaners, if you're out there and you are single and you've got good dental records, a J-O-B, some sort of a tithe record, please do in email your resume because it is the ghost town around here.
Yeah, what's the email, April, again?
No, it's April really fine.
At help God. Humility is that big thing. I think it also makes you attractive. Wait, so you're telling me you could be a confident leader that's also humble?
Mm.
Wait, hold on. You believe in you, but you also have the capacity to care about others? Wait, hold on. How big of a person do you need to stretch this year to become to have the balance of self-belief and loving other people?
So good.
This is leadership.
Yep.
This is attractive leadership.
Yep.
This is leading yourself. Because I think if you err too far on the side of self-belief, it's like, oh yeah, we can tell you believe in yourself a little bit too much.
Right.
It's not attractive.
Absolutely.
The fact that you are so freaking confident and so interested in others, that's pretty remarkable.
I think you've said this before, but the bigger the thing gets, the smaller you have to become. Your circles, you have to be more intentional, more personal. The bigger the thing is, the easier it's going to be for you to just let it go and drift. And that's where culture gets lost. That's where people get lost.
Yeah.
You got to be thinking about the smaller the thing, the bigger it gets, the thinking, you have to get small, personal, intimate.
Go low, go low. I can't say it enough. It's my mantra. I'm saying it to self. So the reason why I'm saying it to you is because I'm saying it to myself, go low. I want to go lower than I've ever gone before. And that's becoming more approachable, more relatable, more sincere. And by the way, if someone thinks something wrong of you, the way that you combat that is to keep living your genuine, authentic life.
Right.
So if you're a leader, people are going to misread you constantly.
Wow.
To be a leader is to be constantly criticized and misjudged. Because distance brings distortion.
Mm.
So that's why we only care about the people that are closest to us, respecting us the most, because I cannot care about the crowd.
The reality
is that you have to this year just keep living your genuine, authentic life. Keep loving your family. Keep doing the things that, you know, win when nobody's looking.
Yep.
Win in the shadows.
Totally. Right.
You win in the shadows, you're going to win at life.
That's right.
And so I cannot emphasize this enough. Go low. The next thing I put down is you got to have everything in order. What allows you to really lead yourself is by doing the small things. The devil's in the details. Cross every T, dot every I. You know, do the simple things really, really well. So, you know, getting everything in order is like, you know, when we start the year, I'm asking Julia, how's our life insurance? What's our 401k? Let's look at our savings. Let's look at our investments. How's the college funds for the kids? How's, you know, just making sure everything is in order. Even our will.
Yep.
You know, I just, the hand of the diligent will prosper.
Mm-hmm.
There's something about diligence. There's something about just keep on plodding, keep on little by little, just getting everything in order. The way I see God, he does not bless chaos. So when there's chaos in the organization, chaos in the home, chaos in the heart,
right.
When your heart is chaotic, your mind is cluttered, you can't really work with it. So what do we need to do? It's fine. It's fine. By the way, if you're in that reality, that's fine.
Right.
No harm, no foul, no accusation. We just got to work through it.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. To get organized.
Yep.
Ain't nothing better than going out and cleaning your closet.
It's the best.
Oh my gosh.
Going out and clean. This morning, Julia, we take off on a trip tomorrow morning. My parents are coming in to watch the boys. Julia said to me this morning, if you could just clean the garage, make sure it's good. She goes and does all the drop-offs today and takes all of our kids to school. And I'm back at the house working on a couple of things. I have a phone call I got to make, and I go out right to the garage. She pulls up. She goes, wow, what a difference.
Yeah.
You just feel more confident.
I think there's a reason why all these organizational videos, shows,
trends,
it's all viral. People crave organization. And by the way, that's where, you know, if we're talking about business or leadership, the most value you can give is being the only organized thing in a chaotic space.
That's right.
Mm.
And so that's what a leader needs to be when everything else is chaos.
Yeah.
You're the organized one.
That's right.
You're the one that brings order.
That's right. And I think that you, what you're saying is really big to me, is always being, there's two things as a leader I think you always got to be, is a stabilizer and someone that's safe.
That's right.
If I bring stability by my preparation and being the same consistency, so I just, if everything's chaotic, you can look at that guy and go, he's stable, rock steady. To be a leader is like being a battleship.
Yeah.
They could throw all the missiles and all the stuff. I ain't moving.
Mm-hmm.
Just keep on going. Okay. So I stabilize and then I'm safe. people will not follow you if you're reckless.
Wow.
Reckless with your words, reckless with, you know, it's like, wait, you went to bed at what time?
Right.
But you were,
yeah.
You did what? You did. You use what?
Yikes.
You taught, you, oh, you just in passing use that kind of language?
Mm-hmm. Right.
You're not safe.
Yeah.
Right.
People need to get a sense of safety from you. So get everything in order. Get everything in order. Get, forgive who you got to forgive. Move on. Right. If you got to write stuff down and go, you know, a practice I make constantly is I, you know, at least once a year, I have to write down who's with me right now so that I can identify who to pour my life into.
I love that. Mm.
Because you need to be able to organize your life a bit, even in relationships. The only thing constant of in relationship is change.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Let me say that again. The only thing constant in relationship is change. All of your relationships have changed this last year. Why? Because that's the only thing that happens in a relationship is change.
Right.
Yeah. So I got to figure out.
Yep.
Who do I pour my life into? Get everything in order. Get all organized. There's nothing better than an organized leader. I can follow them. It my dad always said, you know, it's a, I think, what was his name? John Candy.
Yeah,
remember John, big guy, John yeah. Candy? My dad used to always say, is yes. a quote from one of his movies, have a point. It's so much easier for the listener.
Bar.
It's so it's good.
Organization.
So bar. Yeah.
Like, have a point. Like, when you get in the car and it's like, we're going to go to this restaurant, put it in the map. I want to know where we're going.
Yep.
Like, don't just wander and wonder. It's like, nope, get organized. Last thing. Deal with your issues. And this is a big one because, again, the hardest person to lead is you. So no one is going to sign you up for therapy but you.
Amen.
No one is going to read books but you. No one makes you choose to turn off Netflix and read a book instead.
Mm.
Like nobody. So you deal with your issues.
Yep.
One of my favorite lines from Craig Rochelle, your weaknesses are no laughing matter.
Yep.
The rest of the team is not laughing at your weaknesses. Right, they're not. Right. They are frustrated.
Yeah.
They are sick of it. They are going like, dude, I don't know how much longer I can handle that.
Yep.
So guess what? Deal with your issues. You have issues. You have issues. I have issues. We all got issues. So and they're on display. To be honest, no leader right. is hiding their issues.
Right, yeah. right.
There is no such thing as hiding when you're leading.
Right.
Like all of your strengths are on full display and simultaneously all of your weaknesses. Welcome to leadership.
Right, right.
So true.
It's just the bottom line. You can't. So... What do you, you're going to laugh it away? You're going to do, just forgot to reply to the email again.
That's just my personality.
No, it's just, yeah. Dude, I remember the one time hearing this leader, you know, one of their weaknesses I thought was just hijacking stuff and just kind of like just overwhelming something with their agenda. And they would laugh and go, I've got the gift of divine disturbance.
Lord.
And I always think like that's your way of labeling your behavior permissible in this context.
Right, right.
The rest of the team is rolling their eyes, very frustrated.
Yeah, they said it's the curse of
it's not divine disturbance.
Yeah.
And others would probably say it's rude.
Right.
It's not considerate. It's mm-hmm. it's not a classy move. You'll never develop to be a statesman with that kind of behavior. And so, you know, it's like to me. Writing the book, Help I Work With People, getting good at influence leadership and people skills.
Yep.
I was going to make,
like,
yeah.
Oh.
Influence leadership and people skills. To me, people skills comes from the ability of going low, being confident, being organized, and serving others. I cannot do that if I'm not dealing with my issues.
Right.
So it's like,
really good.
If you've got a commitment issue and you don't know how to commit, You need to go get help.
Mm-hmm.
If you got an anger issue, maybe go get help.
Right.
If you got character issues, you lie. You tell little white lies. Or you're secretive. You think about the stuff that messes up leaders.
Yep.
You're a narcissist. What, fill in the blank. Everybody's got issues.
Right.
Deal with them. Mm. I'm trying harder and harder to go like, bro, let's work on this.
Yep.
Let's get better at this. So again, we can't promise perfection, but like always, we can promise progress.
Do you ever feel like you want to know more about the Bible, but that it's kind of hard to understand? Do you want to share your faith with your friends but have a hard time figuring out how to do that? Do you want to learn how to connect the Bible to your real life? Well, then this is the show for you. My name is Rachel, and I'm your host. I've been a children's pastor for a long time, and one of my favorite things is helping kids learn how to understand the Bible. I think that sometimes people think that the Bible is just for adults, but God actually really wants kids to know about Him. So on this podcast, we're going to learn all about God's big story and how He shows Himself to us through the Bible. As we learn together what the stories in the Bible mean, we can learn how to live out our faith in our everyday life. Don't forget to subscribe to the show so you never miss an episode.
My name's Preston Sprinkle, and I host the Theology in the Raw podcast. Theology in Raw aims to help believers to think Christianly about theological and cultural issues by engaging in curious conversations with a diverse range of thoughtful people. I have conversations with a wide range of different guests who come from different perspectives, and no topic is off limits. Sexuality, abortion, politics, LGBTQ, warfare, violence, marijuana, immigration, you name it. If you have a theological or cultural issue that you have been wrestling with over 1,100 episodes, we've probably talked about it on Theology in the Raw. Along with conversations with various people, I also address questions sent in from my audience every month. And occasionally, I will talk about some of my latest research projects that I'm currently working on. Theology in the Raw is not for everyone. It is uncut, uncensored, and I don't give trigger warnings. So check out Theology in the Raw through your favorite podcast app.